All right, folks, I want to welcome each and every one of you to this Ambit Energy Business Builder Conference call. My name is Bear Gordon from Austin, Texas. I am an executive consultant with Ambit Energy, and you can be too. Yes, you can. Folks, we do this call every Sunday evening, 10 o'clock Eastern, 9 o'clock Central, 7 o'clock Pacific Time, and already at 11 a.m. tomorrow in Japan. Always like to welcome our Japanese friends and consultants that are on the line, as well as those of you who are building the business and taking a look from Canada. Glad to have you with us tonight. Listen, you hear people talking on the call and that they're registered for ambition. And thank you for the number of people that were willing to say that and let people know that the registration is going on right now. And you can go into your back office, your power zone, and you can register for our national conference. It's the end of August, 1st of September, Dallas, Texas. Guys, it's the national conference for our company. Period, end of story. You need to be there. So if your name, if your voice wasn't one that I heard say that you're registered for ambition, go into your power zone or go to events.ambitenergy.com. Get registered for the big event. The next one that's closest to us will be Power Trip, Dallas, Texas, April 12th through the 14th. Yeah, I did misspeak last week and said August. April 12th through the 14th, Dallas, Texas, Ambit Power Trip. This event was created by two of our top leaders, Mr. Brian McClure and Carlos Marin, I think back in 2008. It was designed to give people the opportunity to take a tour of the corporate facility, meet some of the principals of the company, and to get a closer look to make a decision to build their Ambit Energy business. It's been going on ever since. And one of the things that we love about this event is that we have a Q&A with one or both of our co-founders. We know that Jerry Thompson Jr. is going to be there. It's going to be absolutely awesome. You can ask him any question you want, as long as it doesn't have anything to do with consultant support or where we're going to expand next. And there's wonderful unscripted questions. I've heard him answer the easy questions. I've heard him deal into some serious issues and really get tough. It's a great event. On top of that, the Thursday night, all-star business presentation. If you have any prospects in the Dallas or North Texas area, you want them to get to that Thursday night event on April 12th. Friday morning, leadership breakfast. I think it's already sold out. But you may be able to find a ticket here or there, but guys, I got to tell you, the leadership breakfast alone is worth the cost of the entire event. You want to be there to hear Brian McClure, Ray Monte, and Joey Carter talk to us as leaders about leadership in our Ambit Energy businesses. And then Saturday, mega training from some of the top income earners, including Mr. McClure, talking about the things that we need to do, not only from a methodology standpoint, but from a mindset, a mental standpoint, to be successful in your Ambit Energy business. Now, speaking of the mental side of the business, it's my pleasure to introduce our featured speakers for the evening. Now, guys, when they got into this business, they had some hurdles to cover. They had some situations and challenges to deal with to build their business. But they were committed to building their Ambit Energy business. They were on a mission, and they got off to one of the fastest starts in the history of the company. They've been on, six or seven five-star trips, and they've won numerous awards and recognition. Please welcome to the call national consultants Kim and Jim Mason.
Hey, Bear, how are you?
Hi, Bear. Thanks for having us on the call.
Can you hear us?
We can hear you fine. Glad to have you with us.
Thank you so much, Bear, for everything you do each week and your constant giving to make this call be such a great call. We hope that we can bring some value to this call tonight. We're always honored when Brian asks us to speak. So thank you very, very much. We appreciate you, too.
Thank you.
Guys, what I want to talk about here tonight, we're getting ready to do a training in April. It's after Power Trip, and Brian McClure is coming down to it, and Joey Carter is going to be with us as well. They're both going to be joining us in Pittsburgh. And I've been going over some notes and looking back through the things that Brian has said over the years and some of the things that Joey has said, and I ran across something that I'd kind of written down as highlights from Joey Carter, and I just wanted to kick off the call tonight to talk about this just a little bit. If you are interested in joining us at that training, if you've got anybody in the Pittsburgh area, we've got people traveling in from New York, Rochester, middle of the state in Pennsylvania, Columbus, Ohio, all over in that area. But you're welcome to come from wherever you are, whether you're in Chicago, Texas, California. The tickets for that are ambitsupersaturday.eventbrite.com. And Eventbrite is one word, EventBrite. So that's ambitsupersaturday.eventbrite.com. And that ticket price does include lunch. This is an all-day training because we're bringing in, as I said, Brian McClure and Joey Carter. So it's going to be a fabulous training. And that kind of keys into events. We'll be coming to that training after just coming off of our wonderful venture out to Dallas for Ambit Power Trip. And Bear was talking about that. And I did just want to let you guys know that that's one of the most nearest, or one of the most dearest, not necessarily nearest. It's a long ways for us to come out to Dallas, but it's one of the, it's very dear to our heart, Power Trip. We've been to every single Power Trip since we've been in this business now. We've been here for a little over 7 years, and there's something magical about that event. It's a much more up close and personal. I absolutely love Ambition. I encourage everybody to be registered for that. That's a corporate sponsored event. But this event, Power Trip, gets a little bit more up close and personal. You really have an opportunity to rub elbows and talk with the leaders after the meetings when they're sitting around in the lobby or the bar or just hanging out. And it really brings, I think, great value to your business. I know it's one of the things that was a turning point in our business that gave us the fuel to push forward and build the business that we have. So get yourself registered for that as well. I'm laughing at myself because I'm looking at these notes from Joey Carter. And I remember Joey said this to us once. He said, if you hear somebody do a good talk or say something, the first time you want to repeat that, give credit to Joey Carter. Give credit to the person who you got that from. Now, if you use it a second time, you just have to say, someone once said, someone's going to say, someone once said this. But if you use it a third time, you can own it. You can just say, hey, this is what I'm saying now. And I don't know if I own this yet or not, but this is from Joey Carter, or some of the thoughts that he has shared with us through his knowledge in the business. But I do think it's very, very priceless. He talks about when you're working with a new consultant, and you're going over with them the value of their Ambit Energy business, and you know they paid $100 to get into Ambit Energy, and he kind of used an analogy with a cell phone. He said if he was going through the airport on his way from Chicago to Dallas, and he got on his plane or getting ready to board his plane, and he realized he had misplaced his cell phone, maybe he had left it back in the bathroom or left it at the last gate, he would literally stop what he was doing. He might even miss that next plane to go get that cell phone, because that cell phone is extremely important to him. And you'll stop whatever it is you're doing. If you get to the next gate or the next flight and you realize you left it, you're calling up that airport. You're getting them to overnight it to you. You're paying the charges. You're having everybody stop and look for that cell phone. But with a $100 investment in Ambit, he says sometimes that it's really easy to walk away from that. We want to make this be a business that our new consultants can't walk away from. We want to teach them the value of what they've got their hands on, not necessarily that it was just a $100 investment to get started. If you had started a franchise-type business, say you had gone out and bought a Starbucks or a Tim Hortons, you would be in that business 24/7, probably for the first few years, making sure that everything was done correctly, making sure that everybody was trained correctly, that the equipment was running properly, that the advertisement was going as planned, because you would take ownership of that franchise. We have to teach new people to take ownership of this business. We have to help them to understand just how big this opportunity is. And one of the best ways to do that is to get people to these events. If you can get them to Power Trip, and absolutely if they go to Ambition in September, so if you're new on this phone, take these words to heart and understand if you get to one of these major events or even a Super Saturday training like the one we're having in Pittsburgh, and I'm sure there's Super Saturdays all over the country, you'll begin to realize just what you've got your hands on and the potential. And that $100 investment will start to look like a $100,000 investment. When you realize that people who put their mind in the right frame as they build this business go out there and make residual income that may start at $100 a month, but very quickly can go to residual incomes with a comma in it, and then over time can go to residual incomes with two numbers in front of that comma on a monthly basis, you'll realize that this business, if built the right way, if with the right mindset, has the ability to pay you far more than that $400-500 million franchise that you might have bought. We've had people walk away from franchise businesses once they've realized what they've got their hands on here with Ambit. So it's really important that we drill that in or teach that to our new consultants. And we really want to talk about that. And we also want to talk about attitude. I'm going to talk about attitude. I'm going to talk about when you're thinking about attitude, are you operating your business from peak of emotion or are you operating your business from peak of knowledge? We need to learn to let knowledge be what helps guide us, especially as we're beginning our business. If we're running our business by peak of emotion, certain results are going to happen and they're not usually favorable. When you're running your business from an emotional state, from peak of emotion, when somebody tells you no, that means everybody's going to tell you no. When you have a no-show at a business presentation, that means no one's ever going to come to a meeting. When you get your first, I don't want to be your customer, I won't be your customer, this is a pyramid, that means no one's ever going to be your customer. No one's ever going to join you in business. If there are no business presentations near you, that means this is never going to work because I don't have any business presentations. I don't have any place to bring my new consultants. But if you change your focus and you change it from an emotional state to one that operates from a state of knowledge, you're going to look at every situation that comes at you and you're going to say, what could I have done to prevent this response or to change this response? If you're operating from a knowledge state, when you get too many no's, you're going to stop. You're not just going to keep doing the same thing and getting more no's. And knowledge will say, you need to call upline. You need to ask what's going on. You need to say if I'm doing something wrong so I can take corrective measures. If somebody calls up and says, I've had 50 no's, you want to look at them and say, why did you get 50 no's? You should have stopped at 5. You should have called me. You're doing something wrong. It's not practice makes perfect. It's perfect practice makes perfect. So we need to help you fix that. So too many no's with knowledge, you'll seek help and you'll correct whatever it is you're saying, whoever it is you're showing. You may just be showing the wrong type of people and you'll get some yeses. Too many no-shows, if you're operating from knowledge, you're going to say, well, maybe instead of just expecting them to show up at the business presentation, maybe I'll actually go pick them up. Maybe I'll arrange my invite where I'm picking them up or grabbing a bite for dinner, and then I'm bringing them to the business presentation. Or we're doing the business presentation, I'm going to take them out afterwards and get them a drink. Or maybe it's that I can't get them all to a business presentation, so instead of having those no-shows, I'm going to go do one-on-ones. I'm going to bring the business to them. I'm going to go into their home, into their living room. I'm going to meet them at a Starbucks or a Tim Hortons. I'm going to do a one-on-one with them. If you get, I won't be your customer, you stop and you figure out what you're saying that's getting that negative response, because people do like to save money. What we would suggest you do is go show the plan first. People are not going to say no to you on a repetitive basis. If you show them the business model and they tell you, no, I don't want to do that, and then you say, well, how about you let me help you work for free energy? You want to get up to 50% or more off your bill. We'll just use some referrals. I'll help you make those phone calls. We'll get you signed up as a customer. If they say no to that, then that third time usually works like a charm. They're not going to say no to you three times in a row. It's easy to fall back to, well, I know you can see I need 20 customers in my business model. I'd love for you to be one of them. Let me help you save some money. It won't cost you anything. It won't inconvenience you. They're not going to say no to you three times in a row. If you don't have any business presentations near you, instead of saying this will never work, if you're operating from peak of knowledge, you're going to say, well, I'm going to learn what it takes. I'm going to travel to some business presentations so I see how they're run. I'm going to start my own business presentations here. And guys, I know people who've done that. Senior consultant Tom Dolly, who's out in Indiana, his son just now promoted, Alex, regional consultant. He's higher than a kite. We're so excited for him. He's building this business from peak of knowledge. When he got started in Indiana, it's just a gas market. And sometimes our gas rates aren't even the most favorable. We go through peaks and valleys. There were no business presentations out there. But Tom's building this business from peak of knowledge. He's now running a business presentation out there. They're logging onto webinars. They're building out of the state of Indiana. It's not all in Indiana anymore. That's what happens when you build from peak of knowledge versus peak of peak of emotion. We had someone else this week who called us, Julie Ogburn and her husband, Patrick, and she sent us a little snapshot of a flyer for a different energy supply company that was advertising at Sam's Club, trying to get you to sign up for a 5-year contract, and they were going to give you a small percentage off of Sam's Club. And, you know, she was operating from peak of knowledge instead of peak emotion, because peak of emotion would have said, oh, my gosh, this isn't going to work for us. Ambit's not doing this. Somebody else is doing this. But instead, she threw it to us, and we had a discussion about this, and she was able to sit back and say, that is a small percentage for a 5-year commitment, because they were asking for a 5-year commitment to that energy company, when we're offering you to get a 50% reduction or more off your bill, and if you want, we'll help you get paid for it while you're gathering those customers to work for your free energy. So I hope some of those examples and what I've shared with you there kind of gives you an idea of what it means to operate from peak of emotion versus peak of knowledge. When new person gets started, we have to help them to distinguish between felt needs and between real needs. Their felt needs are, you know, when someone's thinking on felt needs, I got to know all the rates. I got to know the rate in every single market. I got to understand how Japan works. And then I got to figure out how Canada works. And I've got to wait till I get some information in the mail from Ambit or get some information from my sponsor. I got to learn everything about the company before I do anything. And I got to know all about the competitors. That is a stalled business. That's a person who's not going to get anywhere really fast. But if we can get the new consultant to operate from real needs, they're going to understand that in order to get this business started, they have to have a sponsor and they have to have $100. They have to have a passion. They have to have a strong why that's driving this business. And then they have to go out there and get promoted. That's what they have to do with real needs. They have to gather 5 customers, sponsor at least 2 consultants, build that team of 6 to get themselves promoted to regional consultant. At that point, it's the believer's pin. Once they go regional, they can realize they can go national. We don't do anything in this different in this business that's different from going to regional to national. We just do more of it. This business is built by helping people go regional. You do it yourself first to know that you can do it. As a, going from regional to senior, you're helping some people come into your team and you're working with them to promote to regional. To get from senior to executive, you're looking to promote as many regionals as you can, and then working with the runners in that group to help them go to senior, and you start all over at executive to get to national. You start by building regionals. This business is built by that, and that is the first real need a new consultant needs to know. They've got to get in, go to regional, they've got to invite, and they've got to show the plan. So every time I look back and I try to think how we're going to help our new consultants, these words that came from Joey Carter that I may have tweaked here a little bit are what resonate with Jim and I. We understand we've got to help that new consultant operate from a peak of knowledge and operate from real needs, not an emotional state and felt or perceived needs. So I hope you guys can find that helpful. And I know Jim has a little bit he wants to share with you here now as well.
Thank you, Kim. You do a great job, and you certainly do cover some ground. When we talk about the emotional side of this business, it is one of the biggest part of it. And it's interesting because emotion is what moves us into action, or at least that's something that we seem to be hitting around quite a bit. But it's also what can take you out of action. In other words, if you let the emotional side of this business wear you down, you can struggle a lot with it. Like Kim said, every week we come to this team call and we wonder what could we talk about that would have an impact on people. And I didn't realize it, but as I flipped through my notes, and I do have quite a stack of notes, somewhere along the line I read a line that said you should always have 2 books with you, one that you're reading and one that you're writing. So I have over the years written tons of notes, and over and over and over in these notes I ask myself a question. As we differentiate between the mechanics of the business and the power of the system and the mental side of the business, the part that takes us out of it. And we talk about the stories and the power of stories to move people to action. But underlying that, we're asking ourselves, what is it that I can say on a weekly call or in a one-on-one or on a phone call when somebody says, you know, I'm struggling. What can we say to them that will move them into action? when Kim and I got started, we had done 25 years ago a business that was a networking business with products, and it had a great educational component to it. And I still had some of those books laying around, and I felt compelled to read them over and over through my life's journey. And when we looked at Ambit as a business idea and got serious about it, I fell back into that reading program with the focus on people skills and personal development. I've always been a reader, but again, a lot more focused. I read 5 books while we were coming out of the gate in Ambit in the first 3 or 4 months while we were doing it. And I read them and reread them. But more importantly, as I read them, I didn't just sit there and go into analytic mode. We read them and we put them into practice. We read them and we studied. We read them and we pulled ourselves out of the circle emotionally and began to watch the action and reaction. So I had a call about 2 or 3 weeks ago from a friend of ours, Ed Zadarko, down in Central PA. And he said, how do you get a why out of people? And, you know, the simplicity of this business is just amazing. I mean, if you can call somebody up and get in their space, whether it's over the phone, get them in front of a computer, get the two spouses together, you know, whatever the decision makers are. If you can schedule an appointment, just limit your exposure to scheduling an appointment in that initial dialogue and then play the videos. A lot of our work is done for us. And that is the simplicity of the business. And I wish, you know, we could cut through all the nonsense and all the teaching and training and get it right down to call people, schedule an appointment, and show them the videos, and then, you know, the three-way and the follow-up and get an enrollment. But during that whole process, if you don't connect with people, if you don't understand their story, if your story doesn't relate to them as a person, to their story, you're just selling electricity. You're just selling rates. That part of the business doesn't come up very often for us. We're in so many different markets, and the goal isn't to gather your neighbor as much as it is to create those networks that will grow out away from you. But in the process, you have to connect with people. And over, we're called about how to connect with people. And in the one book by Frank Betcher, How I Raised Myself from Failure to Success in Selling, he talks about the one-word question that really drives it out of people more than anything. And it's a really short question. And as you engage people in, you know, would you ever look at a business idea? Would this make sense to you? Why would you want to do this? That question, why, often is answered very, very superficially. In other words, when you ask somebody, what is your story? And they give you a response, and then you say, really? I mean, really, what is your story? Not the one that you tell everybody that sounds good, but what's your story? What's your internal dialogue? What are you saying? What are you feeling? What are you afraid of? Those sort of questions, deeper than the thing that they say when they tell you they're doing great, or they brag about how much money they're making, or about, you know, the kind of car they drive or the vacations they've been on. Those are all pretty superficial. What you really want to get to is the deeper part of it. So when that conversation I had with Ed, I suggested asking what if questions, and or just singularly if questions. If money wasn't an object, what would you do differently? And I'd like you to kind of phrase that in your own mind. If money wasn't an object tomorrow, what would you do differently? In other words, if you had your whole paycheck tripled going forward for the rest of your life, guaranteed income, would you go to work? Or better still, if they didn't pay you to work where you work, would you work there tomorrow? In other words, is it something you're passionate enough about to do for free? So, and it really asks a question of, besides the money, what motivates us in our current situation? If time wasn't an object, what would you do today? And more importantly, if you were going to die in a month, or you knew that your mortality, your lifespan was shorter than it ever has been, if you were aware, consciously aware of it. The greatest thinkers of time, if you read the legendary works, most of them contemplated death on a regular basis. When I say regular, I mean almost a daily basis. In other words, they valued their time to the extent that this was the moment that they lived in. So if time and money weren't an object, what would you do today? If you could start out your whole life over, what would you do differently? These are great questions. If you ask somebody who's successful and maybe they're not interested in Ambit, but you want to engage in a conversation and find out what their life journey was, far, far more important to you than sponsor them in Ambit. And ultimately, you may sponsor them into Ambit because you took a genuine interest in them. If you could start over in a different time, if you could start over in a different place, and then again, why? Why? Great questions to ask ourselves every day. And here's one for us. Where does it hurt? Where does it hurt? What are those things? And this is, there's a philosophy around this. It's about sales. Find something, a problem, and solve it. Where does it hurt? What are you afraid of? What's stopping you? These are all great questions to ask people to get a little bit closer to them. And it has to be conversational. You have to do it from a position of really genuinely caring about a person. And again, it's a great opportunity as you share your story by listening to their story to connect on the levels where you will make a friendship. And ultimately, I think you'll work with them in Ambit. So I like to pose these as a quick question before we get started. And again, it's very conversational. Listen, before we get started, would you mind telling me a little bit about where you're at? What's going on in your life? What would you like to change? Are you happy where you're at? Those sort of things. Get to know the people you're working with. The power of a story is one of the backbones of the business. The situation, the obstacle, and the solution, and then offer Ambit as a solution. It's a great business idea. I don't think most people realize what we have our hands on. Treat it like a real business. You'll know in retrospect when you look back on this business what it can do. Have you ever really thought about what we have our hands on? Do you know what's at our disposal? It isn't just an incredible computer system, but to be open for business in less than an hour, to be set up with $1 billion a year company in less than an hour and partnered for $75, all the systems in place to interface with as many consultants as you and your team could bring to or possibly ever gather. Connected in 16 states and interfaced with all the electricity and gas markets that we're in. Over hundreds of companies and now countries, literally 160 million potential customers. All the regulatory bodies from top echelons, federal, state, and local, all the bureaucracies sorted out with a computer system that tracks everything in real time so that we can just focus on the customer acquisition and the consultant disbursement part of the business. The ability to get paid for customer acquisition on the front end for what we do and for what we help others do. And in addition, to get paid on the back end as those customers and consultants use power 24 hours a day, month after month, year after year. Folks, we were taught as individuals to work by the hour and maybe to have business as employees, but never to capture the millions and billions of dollars that are flowing through the economy. I'm not sure we understand what's really here, that not just the tax benefits of a real business, all the write-offs and deductions of an honest and legitimate business, but the almost virtual elimination of risk, no loss, just potential upside, no risk of capital, no risk of real dollars, not to minimize the $75 that we put up for our business or the $25 a month. But if $75 and $25 a month is a real financial concern to the people we're working with, they need this business far more than they realize. Folks, we don't even have beginnings of an idea of what this business will turn into. It was just residual day, and we got the stories of the people as they called in and shared with us how the money just hit their bank account. And we're always curious. We see it in our own personal family, but we see it in the extended family and the lives that it's touched. The people that maybe just brushed up with Ambit long enough to sponsor a half a dozen people, or in some cases, one or two people that have run with the business. To see the nonprofit organizations and the churches and other organizations that benefit. I don't think people really, really believe the power of what we have our hands on. This is one of the hardest things that we do as a business, learning to put ourselves out there and struggle through a few no's. I believe that if most people gave up their TV and spent the time that they invest in watching TV, they could utilize that time to have a successful Ambit business. I hope that everybody gets something out of this call, and we'll turn this back over to Kim. She's got a couple more announcements.
Guys, that was some good stuff from Jim. Thank you, Jim, very, very much. I think it kind of all wove together with talking about helping a new person come in and understand what they've got their hands on and how to operate their business. And bottom line, guys, is we're talking about the power of belief here. This is critical to your success, not really just in Ambit, but your life, your whole life in general. What you believe in becomes your thoughts, which becomes your reality. Your beliefs then become your actions or your do. It's what you actually are going to do that's going to produce your results. It doesn't really matter what you think or what you say or what you feel. It only matters really what you do. But here's the irony to that statement. First, you have to believe in order to achieve what you want to create that do. So it all circles back to getting that belief and really what you've got your hands on. Bear, we'll turn this back to you. If you have any questions for us, we're more than happy to answer them. Or if there's anything else you want us to talk about, we're here. You've got us.
Well, I tell you what. I mean, I was just listening to the information, and this is one of those calls that I know that I'm going to need to listen to again. You guys pumped out so much information in a short period of time that, you know, there's absolutely something for everyone on this particular call. So if you were listening to this call, I know you got value out of it. You can hear the call again at topambitleaders.com. And I'm definitely going to have to listen to this call again. If you would, though, Tim and Jim, if you would just take about 5 minutes and talk about, you know, you talked about the five books that you read when you first got started. Just give some of the newer listeners a brief overview of, like, why that was important to you at that particular time.
Sure. It's funny. People ask us all the time, you know, what are the books that you've read? And it's not real. We'll tell you some of the books that we've read and are reading now, but I want you guys to each stop and just look in your own life. It's not the books that we read that are going to make you successful. It's the books that you're going to read that are going to make you successful. And that means look at yourself, look where you're at, and try to see where it is you need some personal growth or some development. Maybe you've got that little voice constantly going in the back of your head, and you really need to learn, you know, hung by the tongue, or what you say when you talk to yourself, those type of books. Maybe you're starting to work with teams, and you really need to delve into some John Maxwell books and learn some of the basic foundations and fundamentals of leadership and the different type five levels of leadership that are out there, and some of the John Maxwell books. Maybe you're starting to learn more about emotional intelligence and what really moves people, and you want to delve into the Malcolm Gladwell books. We always recommend the books by Malcolm Gladwell, and then the books by Daniel Pink. Drive is a great book when you're wanting to learn on intrinsic motivation, what really gets people to move, what will put groups and organizations into orbit. But Jim always starts new consultants with what he calls the basic fundamentals of building a life or building a business. And he'll say these books at every single training, and we don't see everybody writing them down. But we know that the people who've read and reread and studied these fundamental books, they're moving on with their businesses. I'm going to let Jim talk about those three books.
I did mention the one, and it's a Frank Betcher book. It's how I raised myself from failure to success in selling. And I usually recommend that one as the third one, because if you haven't learned how to win friends and influence people, or how to have confidence and power in dealing with those people, those are the three books. And there is a little bit of an order. And it's interesting as you read them, they both talk about Ben Franklin in there. And the fundamentals through those books, it isn't something you just read and put down. It's something that you read and reread. And I think Tim Devine said it a couple of months ago at one of the trainings. He said, you know, a lot of people talk about how many books they've read. And what he talked about was reading a book five times, not reading five books. Because the idea isn't just to read a book to get to the end of it, but it's to internalize that information and make it part of you so that it comes out. And I kind of almost catch myself nowadays, because I find myself in a conversation with people, and if I don't recommend a half a dozen books in most of my conversations, it's like, or I just read this, or I ran across that. In addition to the books that we read, the people that we associate with, the news that we put into our minds, I do a lot of TED Talks on the emotional side of the business. That for me has been the hardest journey, just overcoming my past. What I've realized and what I'm reading about now is the different dimensions of time, past, present, and future. And really they take it to a little bit deeper level where they talk about six dimensions, past, present, and future, but subconscious during those times and conscious during those three time periods, and how that really controls our thought patterns and our actions and reactions. So if you're wondering why that person across the table tells you no, and you've really worked on yourself enough to be consciously aware of the image that you're projecting, and you're relating to that other person across the table as a personality type, so that you're talking their love language, you're relating to them. If you've conscious enough to realize that they're struggling with a past, present, and future, and all the fears that are around that, on a subconscious level, most of the time, they don't even know why they're acting the way they're acting. And you see it in relationships, you see it in couples, you see it in bosses. So that's sort of a dialogue doesn't wash with a new person who just wants to know what the rate is, because they think that's what the business hinges on. And I heard someone say, I'd rather be in a bad deal with great people than a great deal with bad people. So as you begin to try to relate and understand how to truly help people solve some of the fundamental problems in their lives, these books are, you're not going to get it. If you haven't begun a reading program, if you stop learning, you're done. You'll be right where you are forever.
There, I'll have to tell you, when we go into Barnes & Noble, I mean, a lot of people order their books from Amazon, and we order a lot of books online too, but when we go into Barnes & Noble, it's like I'm taking a kid into a candy shop when I go in there with Jim. Now I'll go in to get one book. We wanted to get the book Originals, which is a book that we've been reading now. It's a great book, and we were just going in to get a couple copies of that book because we were going to mail them off to a couple people in the business that we thought we'd want to share that information with. And we walked out of that store with those couple books of Originals and probably $250 more of other books. You've just got to go into the personal development section in these bookstores, or you can go into the library where it's free and just stand there and look at all the books that are out there and look and see what moves you. Where are you lacking in your knowledge? And just start reading those books. And one book will lead to another book, and it'll lead to another book, and you'll begin that journey of lifelong reading that I think you should do right up until the day you leave this beautiful earth.
Well, Jim, you know, I've heard many of the leaders talk about how important it is to personally develop, to keep going with the books, the tapes, the personal development programs. Brian talks all the time about Landmark Education, of which I am a graduate as well. And all of the leaders who have been successful in this business, all of the leaders who get to the top are people who read books, are people who invest in their own personal development. So those of you on the call, I hope that you really grasp that. And if you're not reading a book right now, go find one that you want to read that has something to do with something you want to be better at. Find a book that interests you, not just grab any book like Kim and Jim were saying. Kim and Jim, I want to thank you guys for being on the call. As always, you brought value. You always do. And we can always count on you for that. And I look forward to seeing you at Power Trip and in other places, maybe even Pittsburgh.
Sounds good. We'll see you at Power Trip and we'll see you at Pittsburgh.
Okay. I'll talk to you guys soon.
All right.
I'm going to open up the line so you all can say goodnight to Kim and Jim as well. Hang on just a second.